I'd like to call the Nevada Regional Elders meeting to order. This is the continuation of the last meeting. We'll just go on from there and let's have a short word of prayer and get this going. Tiku, thank you, Jesus. Sangai ini ngasup sali ciptin. Kuya di blue teman nak alak. Dem nach ni lalap ni sangai yun subuli licu mebtiut. Dem dat nak ngasup sali ciptin. Nilip mukisenu tun ngasup dat nak hodin ngasup sali ciptin. Jesus name we pray. Amen. We just got done our village reports. Now the next in our agenda is the Park Service Conference report. Is that you, Will?
On schedule thing easily some 35% the root design that allow us some up 12 money sometime in a couple weeks I guess designed up to top to our architect 65% when I'm all delivered some about it that allow us plan schedule up to Pokemon down 65% design painting for room contract that's coming to look. Ceremony ready to come and look down the Nanan Museum down the top painting cut. Okay, that's full painting gate between Park Service and Nana. Hiding nothing to look. Clouding. I think 2004, 5 months. That's what I did. That's a new one. One. Tamna Hodika. Panaka delivered. So, in the act of your own, you know, not pleasure. We think probably within a year we should be able to have some kind of design. So, we'll move forward. And that's where we're at.
Okay, thank you, Willie. Next one in our agenda is financial report.
First, I'd like to ask Billy, how come you promised us a conference and we never have it yet?
I explained that to you, but it didn't come through, so we didn't. We still have, we got some money from a grant, but it's being held in partnership with our public trust. It's just to hold the money on the Park Service for that conference, but we need about $7,000, maybe $6,000 more to get the,
That's cheap for you guys. We got one meeting scheduled based on that. What do you think? Should we fire him? He didn't come with me.
Well, let him hang out there.
Don't use it.
Well, I was going to give a financial report, but we got no finances now. He didn't come through with that one meeting, so we're short. Actually, Nana is still doing our accounting, and we can't get a report out of them. Their accounting system won't give us a report. Hannah tried 3 times to get a report, and we didn't get any numbers. But we know what we got from the three organizations, Manilak, Nana, and the borough. All three of them put in their funding, which is $13,000 apiece. So we've got about $40,000 from them for our 1 year contribution, and but it's lost in Nana's book someplace. They haven't refused to write checks, so we're okay. But that the only thing we spent was what we spent on that one meeting in Ambler in March, and that's about 9,000, I think. So we should have more than 30,000 left for the rest of the meetings that we had scheduled through through this next summer. This one is a meeting we didn't schedule, but we thought this would be a good place to have one. So we'll have that as well. So we're okay as far as funding for now, but our next meeting, which is the executive committee meeting in Anchorage next month, we're going to have to talk about finances and get the letters of approval to ask for funding for next year, because some of them start in September, October. We have to get our requests in. So that's all I could give you right now without any paperwork.
Thank you, John. Now we go on. We did take care of that resolution. For the wing in the hospital. The wellness program report.
What I wanted to report here, you heard already the village reports, and you heard her report out here in the meeting. But as you know, it's almost 3 years now since Ted Stevens started funding the wellness program, or what we call the wellness program. And the first year was around 15,000. Second year, 15,000. And the third year coming up will be 15 million each year. And the next one will be 10 million. That's because the Alaska Native Health Board stole 5 million. Because AFN wasn't very strong in supporting the wellness program, Ted Stevens took $5 million out and gave it to the Alaska Native Health Board to train and hire another mental health aid for villages. Now, there's enough money there to hire them for every village, but the regions will get some money, their share of that $5 million to take care of that. But there's only $10 million left, and this will be the last time that AFN will be handling that. And after that, it looks like, or what Ted Stevens says he'll do is he'll bump it up to $20 million, and he'll give it to the health board, and then they'll divide it up by the regions that have wellness programs. And so Manita was thinking they might even get more money than they had before, because not all of the regions have programs. They just kind of use the money for other things. So that's where it is right now. So Manila says we will have a wellness program in this region, whatever money they get, because they got committed to using the wellness program to change all of their addiction programs and their counseling programs so that they followed our values and our culture, and their training has been changed to reflect that, so that their employees are getting that kind of training. So we should be okay in this region. But we may not have a wellness program in the state. I don't know what it's going to end up being, because the Alaska Native Health Board never supported the wellness program. They support their own kind of programs, which are the programs that we've had for the last 40 years that don't work. So, but since they've got to give money to Manijak, Manijak will keep ours. So I think we should think about changing. If that happens next year, we should change our name back to Inupiaq Dietfusaik and make it our own program again. if that's, you know, it's not going to be a well statewide program, because to me it's the same thing, you know, and I don't think we need to call it wellness to make it work. I think it means more to us if it's in the Bay Gaelic per se, because that we keep reminding our people that's what it is, so they can support us. And so that's the way it's going. It's unfortunate. I think the AFN could have done more with it. I don't like the idea of just maybe two or three regions will end up with programs that reflect our cultures. The other ones will be going back to the same thing, 12-step programs and outside PhDs to try to make our people well. And, you know, and that's not going to work. It never worked before. But we should be okay, no matter what happens. Any questions? That is, we should be okay if we don't give up on this program. If we keep working at it, we should be okay. We make it work.
Thank you, John. Next one will be role of elders in wellness.
The next, well, there's a couple of them here. What we found out is that elders go to the meetings sometime, some of them, if they have a meeting in their village, but we're not doing anything. And I got concerned about this when I read the report from AVCP, Chalista Region. They started their program off with elders in charge. Elders run the program. And they make up the whole program, and they run it in their village. And it's similar to ours, you know, it's based on their values, which are almost the same as ours. And they're, I don't know how they're doing, but you know, it seems to me that they'd do better, because you can't really make our wellness program work without the elders being involved, because this is where the knowledge of independent is with elders. And the elders need to be there to do their job of preserving our culture. So I think we need to do more work, us. And we're having troubles right now just trying to have meetings so we can say we got elders council in every village. And even at the regional level, we have trouble getting money to meet, to have regional meetings. So we're not where we should be. So we should be the ones that are pushing our villages to have their wellness conferences and start the programs of learning Independent Passaic. Now, I'm not saying nobody's not doing anything, because people are doing things, but they're not doing it the way we're trying to do it here, you know, with the wellness program, explain to everybody what it is, try to get everybody involved in the village. And we need to do that. But so the elders have to be more aggressive. And you don't mind if I jump to elder training, huh? And this, we take care of them both. And back in 1985, the Regional Elders Council decided some of the villages needed help to get elders going again. And so before I left Nana, I was helping Robert and Billy, Robert Newland and Billy Sheldon, work on that, planning for it. And I forget who else they contacted to help them travel to the villages. And of course, I was president of Nana, and Robert was chairman, so it was, you know, we were going to fund it all. And they were going to travel to each village and help the villages convince people to be part of the elders and talk to them about how they could help teach values in their village. And they never did it. I left them. And I think there was a political race up here that got a little hot, and a couple of the elder leaders got in a fight. And they wouldn't talk to each other. You know how it goes. In fact, they had to haul me back from Anchorage to go counsel those two guys and get it out, and so they could shake hands and the elders' council could work again. But it didn't happen. But we knew it was, and we had a lot more elders participating then. We knew that we needed to have some help from people who would be respected, who'd go in there and help them get organized. Now we got this wellness program, and it has some more things that need to get done that need elders' help. Just for instance, they need. One of the ways that we think that the wellness would work is if we put the families back together again, and you back families, put them back together again, because alcohol and other things have split us up, so we don't even talk to each other anymore. So the families don't work, and the parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, they don't do what they're supposed to do to help raise the kids and make the family healthy. So what we need to do is go back and restructure that. So it's going to require the elders to be the start of this, and especially, I think, the women, you know, in the families, the heads of the families, put those families back together again and make them work together. And once we do that, then I think it's pretty easy to put the rest of the village back together. But we need to sit down and organize that and get it going and stuff. And that's what when I talk about elders training, that's what I'm talking about. You guys already have the information you need. It's just that it's hard to bring the elders together, and it's hard to organize them so that they can do that kind of work. And so what I'm thinking is that a couple elders, maybe, because I don't think we could get too much money. And it doesn't have to be the same two, but might have to be the chairman anyway, as one of them, could go from village to village with maybe some help from somebody like me, some of the Manilak people, if they've got experience in organizing. Because you can't do it yourselves, somebody else has to do it. And each village, Manilak's got at least three people that can help. And some villages more. I don't know how many they got in Selwick, for instance. They got a bunch of people there, I think, like seven or eight or something that work somewhere in the Manilak hierarchy. And they can work and put things together. In Kiana, for instance, which isn't a very big town, they had six full-time people that were on the wellness planning committee. And they were, those people, half of them were working for Manilak. And so we got people there that can help, but we need somebody that can say, okay, what are we going to do, elders? And then figure out how we do it, how they actually do it. Who goes and contacts the people, how you put the meetings together, and then while the elders are there, help recruit the rest of the people that should be working with you in your villages. Go to their houses and talk to them and help you get them to the meetings and get them working, and bring them up to speed so they'll be ready to help you. I think all of that needs to be done. Otherwise, they're not going to get any place in this wellness program. I don't care how many good people Manilak sends over there to try to work in your village, they're not going to get anywhere. You guys have to be involved, not just you, but all the other elders in the village too. And so that's, to me, is the most important thing we have to do. And it's not going to be very, I guess we could do it pretty fast if we had enough funding and stuff to to do it, but and we have to get the funding someplace, and that's what I was. If you guys will agree to doing something like this, I'll go after the funding. I don't know where I'm going to get it, but I'll go after it. Just like every other Inupiaq, I learned how to use the BIA handshake. So I could go ask for donations from people. I know we don't want to do that. We want to get away from that. But to start off, we may have to do a little begging. But we can do that. If you guys are willing to do that, and some of you are willing to go village to village and, you know, gather the elders together and talk about what the elders' role is and how the elders can help get this wellness program going and help train those helpers that are in each village on how to support your work. If we could do that, I think we'd go a long ways towards helping the wellness program. And that's, besides that, I think we have to get more involved. Right now, even though to us, the wellness program is the most important thing we can do to help our people, we know that. But they stick that program not at the president of Manila's office, where it'd have top billing. They stick it down three levels down from the president in a program, and it's one of many programs that director is in charge of. And that bothers me. That tells me that the support for the program isn't there. And so I've already been talking to Helen Boland about putting it up to her level. Because when, I like Kim, she's doing the best she can, she got all these responsibilities, and sometimes the wellness program doesn't get her attention because she just has too many other things to do. And so I think it's got to be moved up, and I'm going to try to work on that, but if any of you have close ties with Helen Boland, you might want to talk to her too. Because I think that's the way you get this thing going. When we started Inupiaq Litlhawiit, say, all the top people in all of our organizations put it right at the top. They were in charge of it. That's not the way this one is working out. So we need to make that top priority in everywhere. Or we'll do the same thing as we've done before. They'll just, if they start running short of money, we're the first ones they cut out of their budget. And we should be next to last anyway, mm-hmm. Right? You know how that worked. You watched it happen, and I know you didn't like the way they worked. You know, it took us a year to get back to it. We had to cut out our budget and put together a lesser budget in order to get them to fund it. And I think we got the right combination. We just need to get them a higher priority. So those are the things I'm talking about as far as our role. The role you can do right now. Whoever's working on wellness in your village, you go help them. You help them get their meetings together, help them gather people, help them start their program and pull it all together. You need to do that, all of you. And, I know lots of things can, we can blame a lot of things for why it is that things aren't happening, but at some point you got to say, hey, who are we here for? We're working for the people. If this is good for the people, let's forget our differences and go ahead and get it going. Because you don't need outside help to do that. But if you do, then if we're going to have this team that would go around and help, then we'll have that help. And when I heard your reports yesterday, out of the all the reports I saw, we didn't have two reports, but about 8 of the villages need help. Some of them just to get more elders involved, but because they're doing the other stuff. But some of them because they have not really gotten started on the wellness program. And I think it wouldn't hurt for once those couple of elders started traveling, they're going to learn a lot about how to make things work. And so everybody will probably want to have them come to their village too. So I would if we're going to put a program together, I'd plan for at least one trip to every village by whoever is going to do it. And like I say, it doesn't have to be the same couple of people. It could be two different ones to different villages. Whoever has can do the best job. And my feeling is that you have to have a man and a woman on these things, because it's so much easier to work that way, because that's the way we worked in the past. So, you know, and if you can do that, then things will move smoother and get done quicker. So, what do you think?
Dam na dam namun. Kanut namun pisung na nganu lau lak nip sang ni lau tiu na ku na paluk tok. Dam temat kono na akhirat. Pilgu ilyak hoding tap ruminga on lak ni pilgu ilyak tot on lak ni ya galau hoding pilgu ilyak tot kanut namun ika yang ni lak tik na ku na yak paluk tok. Va ikayong na sakpagilyon ni nuna kailak pitpan ko din lakadi ta na malugun ni inyuk kunak nga ilipsin ni yam nuna kaila nun lalo dik o lang ni pisang luit kanut namun sabag kupsiyo ta namun naguna yak to in naktukrang nik ta ni chingnik kayo ni nalagup te naguna paluktok ilangit sama ikayong nakpaguding itsuminyechit ako holak nilyo dani kuning iglek nilani klu damna wang nisuna itap aglano wasuli damna tat na kainak tat na mun iglek din nakpaglung maniksanga una tat tamarzuma itap temitap kununga EFN kununu kununga pilakan nagagliwo ap kununga health portat kununi nilagpaglung tap lu bon ni at kagok sim nyak palul gitik put iglag law dal ikrang atu ni be di lit ko fret nu mga nu di lag lu ke nyumun ta na asi iglag ti asi ya law lu manin nya lag si ya law palung nak su timma tet steven ngum manik sang ni tap lu ma ili ri ra pan manin nya lag si ya law palung nak su aglan tap lu minga te ko rak lu pitak pan mu mesti tem program mak tam na iglek tin klu ta nak lu sam kan namun ni lilak pan na ku ne yak paluk tok ba kan namun ko di gira lagup sin na ku ne yak tok ba tam na o lak tu kro wa lak tok it na ungul khay na optiu ungul khay na optiu tam na program mak takku khani chimik pachi saka gonda samna piyukta da nakti luda ut kata khai nak lu piyukti luda but ter da ne ilang ak tok sa tak a si dharma vaut pi mari ti gilu utuk kanang ro ni nu nak ki ra ni kayu mai lu tam na da chimik ilang ti chini rak tok na kha on lak ni che ni rak tok kayu maglu pit na sukuti ni ka sa ngat na wi kayu mai ni laklu wa tu to khana ni piup ti ku ta na munik li lo da lu ka yak paluk to o lo da lu ka yak paluk to wa nu ta kap tit nu ro tam ne it tok ki pa ya mu na mi tre it ka lak tok nu na ke mi ta ha ma ka lu chi mi ki ka yong lak to mi nuna kami huwag tiyut huwag udun ni dam na suli tamat kunak ngagok that not work at the union, that Nakinumun or locked in Lu, Damatko, the Hammer, Igly Rickpada, so Sully Tatna, or locked in Lu, Igly Rickpatna, Kisem Matego, Damna Nuna Kirak, the Hamna, the Nakoksaks in Yak Palut.
As I've heard about this ever since yesterday, not many gathered when they are called. I assume a lot about how about a little dark rice or a potluck, something like that. In you dark rice a core up man figure root not simit not is a soul thing. If they wanted to help our community. Ilokata, Angayokamuroni, Nagaka, Nudat, Tatna, Nunakasing Nakut Kulu, Nudatin, Nakut Kulu, Beaming, Ignatinian, Nagaka Matun, Pilkron, with the Lakut, Aglan, Cutting Wood, but a Tatna, Patlati Lalu, Unin, Tatna, but a Sunak.
Partla lak tu ni jere part lo ti nak tu ni nunak khi lami katiligu ra kalak mit ku ba su dip lu nak bin